an end-of-year checkup on the farm sector. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. What kind of financial health is the farm sector in? USDA's Gary Crawford takes the sector to the doctor for its end-of-year checkup.
So, Doc, you got my numbers for 2017. I'm good to go, right? Right?
I don't know that I would write you a clean bill of health.
Uh-oh, but Agriculture Department Deputy Chief Economist Warren Preston, playing the part of the doctor there, says I'm not going to drop dead tomorrow either. The new 2017 USDA income forecast for me, the farm sector, is about the same as last year, maybe up a little.
We are up a little bit, 3.9% on net cash income and up 2.7% on net farm income. So a little bit of improvement from last year, mainly coming from the livestock product side.
Oh, yeah. Doctor, I see my test results. Livestock receipts up from last year by over 7.5%. All right. But, crop receipts down about 2%.
When you start to dig in and look at cost of production numbers for, say, corn or soybeans, it starts to look a little bit tougher situation.
Oh, but I thought I had my production costs down. They've been going down for 2 years, but you're shaking your head, Doc.
We are seeing a little uptick in cost for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah, but it says they're only up about 1.5% from last year.
Part of that is tied to higher labor costs, interest rates ticking up on a little bit higher borrowing.
Yeah, well, the borrowing.
And fuels and oils going up.
About the borrowing, Doc, I did have to borrow more money this year. Your report says my debt load's up, 2.9%. Yeah, and I am feeling a little stressed here, but Doctor, I'm hanging in there pretty good, right?
But I think I would want to monitor things, keep a close eye on your expenses and the degree to which you're leveraged. Because there are some worrying signs with continued low crop prices, and that's what we're looking at for the foreseeable future.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.